You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Joe Biden has hailed his country's midterm elections a good day for democracy after his fellow Democrats put in a surprisingly strong performance at the polls. A so-called red wave, or large swing towards the Republicans, didn't happen, with the party only inching towards a majority in one chamber of Congress, the House of Representatives. Even a slim House majority could derail Mr. Biden's legislative agenda. Control of the other chamber, the Senate, remains unclear. Three key races in that contest are yet to be called. The president said the unexpectedly strong performance by the Democrats was a validation of his administration's first 2 years in office.
We lost fewer seats in the House of Representatives than any Democratic president's first midterm election in the last 40 years. And we had the best midterm for governors since 1986.
According to analysts, the results suggest voters were punishing Mr. Biden for presiding over an economy hit by steep inflation, while also lashing out against Republican efforts to ban abortion. A professor of government at Georgetown University, Dr. Nares Brown, says protecting abortion rights was paramount to many voters.
There are people who have lived their entire adult lives, people that have grown up with reproductive rights, and they can't imagine their daughters and granddaughters living in a world without this right. And so I think it was just this culture shift that Republicans didn't have their pulse on the majority of what Americans wanted.
It was a disappointing result for former President Donald Trump, who was counting on big Republican gains to boost his expected 2024 run to return to the White House. He hosted an election night watch party at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, briefly addressing guests.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. This has been a very exciting night. We have some races that are hot and heavy, and we're all watching them here. The numbers have been amazing so far. Now, this is just up until this point.
There were wins by at least 140 Republicans who embraced Mr. Trump's unsubstantiated claim that Mr. Biden stole the 2020 presidential election. But several high-profile followers of the former leader came up short. In Arizona, he and his chosen candidate for governor, Carrie Lake, alleged irregularities after problems with voting machines.
The system we have right now does not work. We, the people, deserve to know on election night the winner and the loser. And we will bring that kind of election back to Arizona. I assure you of that.
Mr. Trump saw his main rival for the Republican Party's presidential nomination, Ron DeSantis, record an overwhelming victory to remain governor of Florida, formerly a swing state. In his victory speech, the 44-year-old governor said he'd only begun to fight.
We've accomplished more than anybody thought possible 4 years ago, but we've got so much more to do, and I have only begun to fight. God bless you all. Thank you very much. Thank you for a historic landslide victory.
Neither man has announced their candidacy for the White House, but a political analyst at Kansas State University, Professor Nathaniel Burkhead, says Mr. Trump will see Mr. DeSantis' decisive win as a threat and go on the attack.
For Ron DeSantis, I think he's going to be a little bit more measured. I think that he's going to largely ignore those direct attacks, because I think that once you kind of start wrestling the pig in the mud pit, the pig enjoys it and you get muddy. And so I think for him, he's just going to try to stay away from it as much as possible.
Counting the remaining votes in Senate races in Arizona and Nevada could take days. Control of the chamber may hinge on a runoff election in the state of Georgia in December. Neither the Republican or Democratic candidate crossed the 50% threshold needed for victory in the Senate race there. Emerging from the midterm elections in much better shape than his Democratic predecessors Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, Mr. Biden reiterated his plan to run for re-election. But America's oldest ever commander-in-chief, who turns 80 this month, doesn't expect to make a firm announcement until early next year.
I'm a great respecter of fate, and this is ultimately a family decision. I think everybody wants me to run, but we're going to have discussions about it. And I don't feel in any hurry one way or another to make that judgment.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.